AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Germany's chancellor today heads to the capital of Ukraine in the latest round of diplomatic efforts to stave off what could be an imminent invasion by Russian forces. At the Pentagon, spokesman John Kirby told Fox News Sunday, Russia's ramped up its troop strength as Ukraine prepares for military exercises this week.
These assessments are coming from a variety of sources, and not exclusively just inside intelligence, but also what we're seeing in plain sight.
In Los Angeles, Super Bowl 56 is in the books with a hometown win for the LA Rams. Mark Myers has details.
Cooper Kupp caught a one-yard touchdown pass from Matthew Stafford with a minute 25 remaining to give the Rams a thrilling 23-20 win over the Bengals in Super Bowl 56. Kupp had two scoring receptions on the day and was voted the game's MVP.
They're team awards. You aren't a successful receiver without all the other 10 guys on the field doing their job.
Stafford finished with three touchdown passes. Mark Myers, Englewood, California.
People are talking about that hip-hop halftime show. Some calling it the best show in NFL history. The IOC is announcing it won't hold a medal ceremony for Beijing Olympic events in which embattled Russian skater Kamila Valieva wins because of doping allegations. But the Court of Arbitration for Sport is allowing the 15-year-old still to compete. Authorities in Sweden are recommending a fourth COVID-19 vaccine to people over 80 and those who live in nursing homes or are getting home care. The Swedish Public Health Agency says a fourth dose strengthens the protection against severe disease. President Biden today is calling for new gun control measures as he honors the 17 students and staffers killed 4 years ago today at South Florida's Stoneman Douglas High School. This is AP News. The busiest U.S.-Canada border crossing has reopened after protests against COVID-19 restrictions after being closed for almost a week. Canadian officials, though, are holding back from a crackdown on a larger protest still underway in the capital of Ottawa. The U.S. sweeps gold and silver in a new Olympic event.
Kaylee Humphries and Alana Myers-Taylor finish 1-2 in the first ever women's Olympic monobob, helping the United States take gold and silver in a bobsled event for the first time since 1932. Humphries completed her four runs 1.52 seconds ahead of Myers-Taylor to represent the largest winning margin in any bobsled event since 1980. Ice dance Americans Madison Hubbell and Zachary Donahue bring home a bronze medal, while Madison Schock and Evan Bates finish off the podium in fourth. Americans Marin Hamill and Maggie Voisin have made it to the women's freeski slopestyle finals, while Haley Langland has qualified for the women's snowboard big air finals. I'm Denny Kapp.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.